Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Well, how about that, folks? It appears to be Tuesday, and Tuesday means another Just Another Fanboy classic episode. This week, we have episode 30, which was originally released on Wednesday, March the 22nd, 2007, I think. I mean, this appears to be the episode in which I stopped saying when the episode was recorded. So it's kind of just a guessing game from here on out, because even when I was mentioning in the episodes when they were recorded, typically they were recorded on a Tuesday, and so I would release them on a Wednesday, the next day. So that's when I've been basing the release date on. But in this particular episode, I happened to mention that the previous episode went up on a Saturday, which doesn't fall into line at all with what I've been, you know, guessing. And so I'm not really sure of the dates anymore at this point. I do say in this episode at one point that I should have this episode. I think I asked Karen, who is officially the co-host at this point, what the date was. And based on that, I said, well, I'll probably have this episode up tomorrow, which would make it, based on the date as stated in the episode there at the end, was March the 21st, which would make, quote unquote, tomorrow the 22nd. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do about dates going forward. I just will try to get into the best ballpark, you know, March 2007, somewhere around there like that, basically. Anyway, as I said, Karen, my wife, has officially become the co-host with this episode, which makes it another very long episode, about an hour and a half. So I'm going to stop talking and just let you get to it. Enjoy.
You're listening to Just Another Fanboy, making the world silly one listener at a time. Just Another Fanboy is a Lynx Broadcasting production and a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network.
Episode number 30 of Just Another Fanboy. Hey, howdy, hey, I'm your host, Steven, and joining me once again is my lovely new co-host, not the cat. Did you hear the cat?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
You're asking the people.
I don't know.
The cat meowed in the background.
Yes. Say hi, Karen.
Just leave her out here.
Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Here we go again.
You can call me Flower if you want to.
That was a Bambi reference.
They're very good.
All right. So how you doing?
I'm well. How good. Are you?
Another what? Tuesday, another sore tummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about nervous knots about the show, maybe?
No. We went to the doctor yesterday, remember?
Yes, I do remember.
And
one of the things.
We didn't go. You had an appointment.
Well, yes.
I went along for moral support.
Yes.
Okay.
You got to come closer to the mic.
That makes no sense to them.
No, I guess not.
He just gestured me to come closer to the microphone.
And action.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
I had an appointment because I'm a total wreck.
But you think you're a total wreck.
One of the things we talked about was all the ibuprofen and Tylenol I take every once in a while due to a sore tooth.
Yeah, you need a root canal.
Yes. And
but they're pricey.
They are. They're very spendy.
Even with insurance.
But
because they want their payment up front these days because too many people, I'm sure, and we're some of them, have just never followed up on their payment, you know. So now they want money up front and... Yeah, it's a big chunk of money.
They're evil little gremlins.
But, you know, a big chunk of tooth keeps falling out, too. So you need to get it taken care of.
The doctor didn't like me taking so much ibuprofen and Tylenol because it's bad on
handfuls of it. Because when you're in pain, it's bad.
It's bad on what? The kidney and the liver?
One is bad on the kidneys and one is bad on the liver.
And so he said, you know, I'd rather have you taking narcotics. Because they're safer. Yeah. And I went, yeah. So he threw some Percocet my way.
Yes, he did. A very short-term supply. And
yes.
He said, get to the dentist before you become a junkie.
Yesterday afternoon, I took one.
Yes, you did.
Felt real good.
You really did. We didn't talk much about what you were really feeling because you just were walking around like being goofy to the point where, you know.
I felt goofy.
Yeah, you were.
It didn't
feel. And it was cute for a while. And then it was like, okay,
got
need your help. It's bedtime for the kids and gotta need your help. And you were just being goofy.
I woke up at about 3:30 this morning and my tooth was literally throbbing in my mouth.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to sleep.
So I took another Percocet. And by the time I got to work this morning, apparently it hadn't worn off yet. And I got the sweats and the shakes. And the
kinda
shimmies.
Down off your drugs.
I got the hippie shakes.
Yeah.
So I almost came home today, but I didn't. I stuck it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm the breadwinner.
It's going to be hard to know if it was because of that, you know, because of the strength of the Percocet or because it's just something new to your body. Didn't you say you had a headache too?
When I got home, I was having a headache.
Yeah.
But I took another one.
Power nap. Did you?
I took another one just before the episode. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Save it all for the, save it for the fans. But anyway, what we're going to do, and this was my 19-year-old daughter's suggestion.
Oh, no.
And I know she was just being funny because she's a good kid.
Oh.
But if we get you to the dentist right away, like for the next couple of days, he gave you what, like a 30-count supply of Percocet? So then you won't need to take him very long. And she said, ooh, you can sell what you don't use. And it's like, hey, would you rather feel good and goofy for the next 30 days or however long they last? Or would you rather pocket cash?
We wouldn't really do that.
No, we wouldn't. No. But I wonder what the street value is of Percocet. I've always wondered how people get hooked on pain medicine because I've taken some, like after you give birth, then they give you some to take for a week or so. And I never felt anything like a high or euphoria kind of thing from it.
Well, I didn't feel it after I took the second one. So maybe it was just
you were asleep. It was 3:30 in the morning.
No, because I took one right before bed.
Oh.
As well.
Oh, so. Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had four in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, but it says one every 4 hours.
Oh, well then,
As needed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're going to get you into the doctor soon because.
That's the cat.
I need to buy something. No, we won't really sell it. We'll flush it down the toilet if we don't use it.
The cat better stop. It's going to drive me crazy.
Meow. Well, she as well as I, misses the meow.
I guess so.
The lynx. Are you going to have a new introduction every week now?
I think I just might.
I like this one. This was a good one.
I'm just playing around with some stuff, you know.
Okay. Because people like to know what to expect. You know, normally it's like, okay, hold on. I'll let her in the other
She's going to take the cab. While she's doing that, I got a couple of announcements that I would like to make about this week's episode. Announcement number one. Last week, of course, is when we brought the wife in, Karen, as is the new addition to the show, the new co-host. And so we kind of did last week's episode kind of off the seat of our pants. So a lot of the regular format of the show wasn't there.
Yeah, I can't do that too much anymore because I was just really unprepared and rambly and easily distracted. I need to stick to something. I don't even know what the word narcissistic means. I think I called that guy
narcissistic.
Yeah. And I think I meant egotistical.
Maybe.
Not that he was, but that we all are to a degree. And I think I was thinking maybe nepotism.
No.
And that's why I said narcissistic.
Nepotism is when you hire family members.
I know. But like when you like yourself so much. I don't know, but I got my words mixed
Self-love.
Up. So I shouldn't be using words just off the top of my head.
So anyway, we're going to try to stick to more of the regular format that you're used
to. Blah, blah, yada, yada.
Instead of me, just me speaking in between our regular segments, such as the comic book picks of the week and news and information and whatnot.
You get a touch of the old
Kiki, too. That's right. Kiki. That's what we call her. Kiki. So also, something new to the show this week. So I wanted to, I wanted to try something new as a little something
a lot of new things all at once. People are going to,
they're going to be scared
about your, people like to know what to expect. So if you have a different intro every week, were we talking about that before I let the cat?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say the cat out, I don't mean outside because she's a house cat, but we let her into, my daughter's room where she lives because it's my daughter's cat. Anywho, so we were talking about that right before I let the cat out.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but something new this week that I'm trying out is comic book theater starring Norman, Oklahoma and Gary, Indiana.
Okay, but that's not what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I just want to say maybe just let the people know. The reason I asked you if you were going to do a new introduction every week is so that the people could know.
Okay, so I'm probably going to do a new introduction every week.
And no more meowing.
Probably not. Except for that one right there.
Because I can do a really good baby kitten. Yeah.
Okay.
I make dogs think I've eaten the kitten. Remember that one dog?
That's that dog that kept looking in your mouth?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Duck his whole muzzle and nose in my mouth looking for a little kitten.
As Chris Farley would say, that was awesome.
Oh, I can't do it.
So, okay, people's ears are bleeding right now. So something new that we're going to try this week is comic book theater. Starring Norman, Oklahoma and Gary, Indiana. And Norman and Gary actually came in last night and recorded all their stuff. And they came into the studio. Recorded their stuff. And I'm going to be interested after this episode's released to hear people's thoughts about comic book theater. Because it's something that sounded really good on paper. But as soon as we finished recording our two segments for this week, I don't know. Well, I'm going to play them.
Did you finish talking about your doctor's appointment?
There's really not much more to say.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. I didn't know if you were going somewhere with that. Oh, the Percocet. Okay.
The Percocet.
That's why you wanted to bring it up. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm interested to hear what people's thoughts are.
My ADD is acting up.
So you like it, you don't like it, whatever. I want to hear your thoughts on the comic book theater segments. You'll hear two of them this week. Also, the triumphant return this week of the bloopers.
Oh, good. Did you bloop?
The Norman and Gary were blooping all over the place last night.
Oh,
actually,
good.
It was more Norman.
So it's just Norman and Gary bloopers.
Well, a little bit of me.
Okay.
Mainly me and Norman.
Okay.
Gary's a professional.
Yeah, Gary's a good guy. He's a good kid.
He's a good kid. So before we get into this week's show, really get into it.
Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. You're looking at me like you don't know what that is.
Did you take the Percocet? I have no idea what that is. Have you been raiding my Percocet?
That is from, The Music Man? Maybe?
I've never seen The Music Man.
Yeah, it's from one of those things. Musicals. Yeah.
And now it's time for Comic Book Theater, starring Norman, Oklahoma and Gary, Indiana. In our first installment, Norman and Gary take on Green Arrow number 72.
The big bad Dark Knight. You're a walking psychosis, and every damn manner of psychopathic fruit fly flits towards you. And it seems like the chickens have come home to roost. You were a hell of a father to him, and now we're all paying for it.
I know you're concerned for your partner's safety. And you're falling back on your standard track of overwrought verbal abuse. I can overlook that. But while I have my failings as a mentor, I believe it was you who, upon finding his young charge had become addicted to heroin, put him out on the street.
I never said I was perfect.
No one has.
Shut up and drive.
Hey,
So Simon finally has his Batman bed.
Well, yes, that's what he calls it.
Yes, which just basically means my mother bought him a set of Batman bed sheets.
Yeah, back when we moved him into his own room a few months back, the plan was to paint the room and to get him a twin size bed out of his toddler bed and all that. And at that time, she came across a clearance priced Batman bed sheet comforter set. Because we haven't been able to use up till now because we just now got the twin size bed.
Got the twin up until just this last weekend. He was sleeping in a toddler bed, a Spider-Man toddler bed. And which he didn't seem to enjoy. He kind of outgrew it because he would pretty much spend every night in bed with us.
At some point, he would get up during the middle of the night every night for almost a year now. I was thinking it was about April last year.
Pretty much the last night he spent in bed, it was I had gone to bed early. I always go to bed early because I got to get up early, and you kind of stay up and watch TV.
Oh yeah, I got to zone out.
But I'm laying in bed, and Simon's laying in bed with me, and we start talking about his new bed, and we start talking about his trip to the eye doctor that he had taken.
Oh, yeah?
And because when we had gone to the eye doctor to see Dr. Smith, Simon called him Mr. Smith.
Right.
And so I was trying to explain to him that Mr. Smith is Dr. Smith. He is a doctor. And he has an aunt. Simon has an aunt who is a doctor and an uncle who is a teacher. So I was saying, you know, your aunt is a doctor. Your uncle is a teacher. And I said, and what is Daddy?
Hmm.
And he responds with, Daddy's tough.
Oh, I love that.
Daddy's a tough guy.
Daddy's tough.
Daddy fights the monsters under his bed.
That's right. So. The underbedder gator, as I like to call it.
And speaking of Simon and Dad, next weekend, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Simon and Dad are going to go see TMNT.
Woohoo!
That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for all you uninitiated folks.
Yeah, even I knew that.
He's kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Not yet five, but just last night he came in. And as he was passing through the kitchen, we have a TV on in there, and the commercial for the movie was just ending. So he comes in here expecting to see it on TV, and he was pretty upset that he couldn't watch
the commercial.
The commercial was over.
He was very upset.
So he's looking forward to the movie, and maybe, just maybe, if I can get him in the right mood, because I'm definitely going to review the movie next week.
Yeah.
But just maybe, if I can get him in the mood when we get home. Throw the mic in front of him, see if we can get him to give us his little 4.5-year-old thoughts on the movie, which will probably consist of, Simon, did you like the movie? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you think it was pretty cool? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who did you like? Turtles. So that should be fun.
That'll be good times.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about before we rip into the show?
I don't know.
Nothing off the top of your head?
No. Probably earlier. Yeah. I had lots of thoughts, but now no. And that's probably better. I'm probably a little bit, overwhelming to your regular listeners having me around. So I need to tone it down a little bit.
We'll get into
not
that.
Use words that I don't know.
We'll get into that later because we're going to do, well, that's a good segue. Let's do some listeners' feedback.
Oh, shall we?
All right. Most of what we have for you this week is feedback directly relating to last week's episode, the debut of you.
No, not really the debut. Debut is me as a regular, I suppose.
Yes, because episode 25 was just going to be a special thing.
It was a special thing.
And I know you were kind of worried after we got the episode released that we were going to get a lot of negative feedback.
Last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we just kind of rambled on for, an hour and a half or so?
I think the episode was in it. Everybody out there that listens to the show, you guys are used to 30 to 45-minute episodes. Well, they're probably going to be longer now.
Well,
that's just the way it's going to be.
Well,
if we kept it down to 30 minutes, you really wouldn't be on it very much.
Well, and again, like some people may appreciate that more. Yeah. So.
So anyway, let's go to the first, this comes from the board, the, cgspodcast.com/forum, where they host the Just Another Fanboy forum over at their message boards. Those nice guys from the Comic Geek Speak. Remember, if you want to register and post, They will have to accept your membership, so it may take a day or two before you're able to post. But this first one comes from first time. I believe this dude is the first time he has provided.
Sorry, my coffee is cold.
This is the first time we've gotten feedback from this listener, Modern Lover. And they say, good episode. It's kind of funny that you mentioned the Huntress because I just read the first part of Hush and I totally agree with you. But if you've been reading Birds of Prey, and if you haven't, shame on you.
Shame on you.
I understand the facts of being poor very well.
Yeah.
But if you're reading Onslaught Reborn and aren't reading this, as in Birds of Prey, that's just sad.
That's just sad.
If you knew comics,
you can call
from
me Flower if you want to.
If you knew comics from the 90s, you would get that because
okay.
I don't. Rob Liefeld is the guy that does Onslaught Reborn. He draws it, and he was huge in the 90s. He was the first comic book professional ever to be featured in a commercial. Do you remember those Spike Lee Levi's 501 Blues commercials?
No.
One of them had.
I have to cough again, but this time I think I swallowed a bug.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
But anyway, if you've been reading it, the Huntress's costume now is possibly one of the best superheroine costumes in comics. No high heels, no awkward cutouts, and it's armored. Very practical. It may be a bit skin tight, but that's just how it is, because that makes it easier to draw. Because drawing draping clothes as a female dog. And it's funny because I read that to you last night or the night before last, and I said, female dog?
What is that? What?
And then I went, oh, I get a female. Oh, a little slow on the uptake there.
Squares.
So thank you for the feedback, Modern Lover. And I don't know how long you've been listening, but thanks for tuning in.
Gracias. Thank you.
The next one comes from DeFixer 3000. He's an odd duck. I'm not going to read his entire post here because it's fairly long.
Interesting.
But
is this sent directly to you or is this from the board where people can read it?
This is from the board. So
okay, well, if you
want to
read the whole thing, go there and read it.
Yeah, if you want to read this in its entirety.
I think he's my new best friend.
Well, he throws a little challenge out to you.
Yeah, I know.
First of all, he says, about the show, awesome.
Woo-hoo.
I love your show on the regular, but the addition of your wife adds a lot to the show. Though I hope Norman and Gary come back. They are great, too. Yeah, they'll be in here every once in a while. Now, here comes the challenge. Tell her there are comics for her. There are comics written on the level of Stephen King or James Patterson. So I make a pledge. If she would try one, simply try any one of the following list, I'll donate the trade just to show her there are books that are not only about spandex.
Or just give me the cash.
Well, he probably has these. It's probably going to be easier for him to donate these because he probably already owns them. But here's the list. Fables, V for Vendetta, Joss Whedon's Frey, Kingdom Come, and Rising Sun. Now, when I went through this list,
you gave me your yeses and nos to what you think I might like right away.
Joss Whedon's Frey, I don't know what that is, and I don't know what Rising Sun is, so I just dismissed those two entirely.
Okay.
V for Vendetta, I gave you kind of you probably wouldn't like that too much.
Okay. Because you know me.
Yeah, Kingdom Come, wouldn't like that one at all.
Okay.
Fables, I don't know anything about Fables, but, you know, I don't read it.
I like Fables.
But I hear really good things about this book. From what I understand, it's a group of fairy tale characters who somehow come into our world. I'm not sure exactly
and
why.
What exactly is a trade? What is that?
A trade is when they take a regular comic, like let's say a 6-issue story arc. There's a story that lasts 6 issues.
Okay.
They collect those 6 issues in what's called a trade paperback.
Okay.
You know.
So it's instead of. I could read the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yes, the whole story.
I think I could do. Cause
you know, all those books I have stacked above the toilet in there?
Oh, yeah.
Those are trade paperbacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that, I think, might be easier for me to get into them. Because what, you know, I was doing some thinking about what is my problem with comics. And I think it's not anything more than the fact that I really am ADD.
Well, that's
and I like to read things from beginning to end. You mentioned Stephen King. I am known for reading into a book like Stephen King's long enough, far enough to know the characters, know who they are, know what the plot is, and, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 chapters in or whatever. Then I go to the last chapter. In fact, the last few pages. I need to know how it ends before I can keep reading.
And that, my friend, is what I like to call closure.
What?
I don't know. I just thought of
I think
friends
one, you know, I don't think I could sit down and read something as short, as small as a comic book, you know, in what, however, 10 minutes or whatever, however long it takes to read one, and then have to wait a week or a month for another one. I mean, I can barely handle cliffhangers.
Drive you crazy.
Yeah. I mean, was it the first or second season of Lost, at the end of every show?
Oh, we would just get pissed off.
We hate this show because such a cliffhanger. We love it.
That's
why. The only thing I hate about this show, you know, is that I love it so much.
That's why I enjoy watching 24 on DVD because I don't. That show, there's no way I could wait a week between episodes on that thing.
No way.
So.
But so I think that could be one of my problems, and therefore reading something like a trade, I will do that. I will take that challenge.
So, do you want to step challenge. Up to his challenge? Should I give him our P.O. box here? And
I don't think you should have to send
I think actually I can get Fables at the library.
Okay. And what about that one that you said a long time ago that I would like about the lions in Iraq?
The Pride of Baghdad?
Yeah. Is that one finished?
Yeah.
Is that a completed?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try that one maybe too.
And I honestly think, even though it's a superhero comic, I think that you would enjoy Identity Crisis. When we first started talking about you coming on to the show, the original idea I had, which I thought that everybody would be interested in, is to have you on the show having the only comic book experience you have is what reading a few issues of Casper the Friendly Ghost when you were a kid.
Well, Archie and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it would be fun to have you read some mm-hmm. books.
Be a newbie. And,
exactly.
A grown-up newbie.
And the first two books that sprung to mind, one was Civil War by Marvel, because I think it would be very interesting to hear someone's thoughts who's not experienced with the characters, because you go in, you listen to these podcasts, you go online and you read posts by people who read these books, and they either just really love it or they just really hate it. And it's usually because of the way the characters are written. You know, Spider-Man would never do that. That's not the Spider-Man I grew up reading, you know, or that's my Spider-Man. You know, it'd be interesting to get the point of view from somebody who's never read them
before.
Yeah,
I'd be willing to.
But the first one, though, that really sprang to mind was Identity Crisis, because I think it's a superhero book. It's got Superman, it's got Batman, but it's deep.
Okay.
It's dramatic.
But I also think it's pretty safe to say that I'm just not a sci-fi fantasy person either.
This is true.
So it's not comic books. It's that most of the comic books, at least the ones that I've been exposed to, are sci-fi fantasy type of thing. And that's just.
But there are some other great comic books out there.
I don't watch movies like that.
Yeah.
I don't want.
There's
but
some
if it's
other
comic books in general. I'll send me Archie.
Criminal.
I would love to read another one of those.
Criminal by Ed Brubaker springs to mind. It is not, there's not one superhero in that book at all. It's a crime book. And if you like crime movies, you'd love Criminal. I think you'd like Pride of Baghdad.
Probably so.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Read a little bit more of his.
Okay. This is where DeFixer kind of punks me out.
Punks, yeah.
And by the by, I read every book and article the wife gives me. Well, goody for you. Pin a rose on your nose. Mr. The best husband in the world, making me look like a piece of crap.
Well, he knows how to balance it out.
Says, I don't like all of them, but I believe if she's willing to try one or two, I can put up with more than a few episodes of Oprah and Lifetime movies.
Even I don't do that to you.
No, but you've made me watch some what you'd call chick flicks, and
like
I actually ended up liking them.
I ever made you watch after you made me watch like every Kevin Smith movie that was currently out at the time.
Yeah.
And some other Steven kind of thing. I think I made you watch Little Women. Might have been one of the first ones.
Mm.
No?
I don't think I've ever seen all of Little Women. So
yes.
It must not have been that. You made me watch Making an American Quilt or something like that. I actually didn't mind that one. That was all right.
And I kind of did that to you just on purpose, like – these will be about as interesting to you as everything that I've had to sit through.
Take that, sucker.
Jeez. At the same time that the Clerks cartoon was on.
It was a shame.
That they canceled it.
Yeah.
But
it's a shame.
I was willing to do anything.
let me just say this real quick about Clerks the Animated Series. ABC.
I started something. I'm sorry.
ABC bought that show. Okay. It said, hey, make these animated episodes. They wanted to jump on the whole Simpsons Family Guy bandwagon. After seeing, I guess, a couple episodes, ABC went, oh, wait a minute. That's a little too racy. It's a little too over the top for us.
But didn't they see them before they aired them?
Apparently so. Well, yeah. But then they said, we're only going to release two.
Yeah. You were and really...
This is the network that a year or two later did the reality show, Are You Hot Enough or whatever. It had like Lorenzo Lamas, but the whole premise was who's got the sexiest bod, basically. Yeah. That's not racy.
No.
Jax. Okay, let me read a little bit more from DeFixer here.
Yeah.
He has a little something to say about Captain America 25. As to the I'll never read it again comment I made, comics cost money. If people don't think they're getting their money's worth, they should say so by not buying the comic. As for me, I'll never read Marvel again right after World War Hulk. Oh, and after the initiative ends. Oh, and after the Hunt for Magic. Oh, never mind. So that comment I made about certain people going on the message boards after hearing that Captain America died, I'll never read Marvel again.
Right.
If it's truly just simply, you know, this is a, I've been wanting to drop some books because I don't have enough money and this has got me upset enough that I'm going to drop these books. I understand that. But a lot of these people that go on the message boards and say, I will, you know, Marvel Comics is ruining comics for me and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. They still buy the comics.
Yeah.
Vote with your wallets, people. One last thing. One last word.
Back up there. You skipped best what you thought was the best
idea of the show. Superhero Twister.
Yeah, baby.
You know who, you know, the three people that would win, that would be undefeated in Superhero Twister? Mr. Fantastic. Yes, Elastigirl, Mr. Fantastic, Plastic Man, and the Elongated Man.
Exactly.
You can't beat them.
That's true. Well, they wouldn't be allowed to play.
No. They could spin the little wheel.
Yeah.
And one last word to the wife, Boston Legal Rules.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it's about Denny Crane. Does it have to be about anything else? Really? And DeFixer has these little things. He ends every single one of his posts with these little thoughts and parentheses that
afterthoughts.
Yeah. Every single post, the man's creative. And he says, my wife refuses to go on my podcast because she's afraid that someone will take her voice and paste naked pictures on the internet. At least I talked her out of wearing the aluminum hats. Odd duck.
Wah, wah, wah. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
Whole Boston Legal thing since I made reference to that. Silly us, we forgot we have a VCR.
Yeah, the whole thing last week. Please send
Please
us your
send me a
DVD.
Copy if it's not a rerun, which it was. It wasn't rerun. This week is not, and it is just starting here.
And I said to you, Mother, what's this here thing here in the bottom of our TV that you put these videotapes in?
We got one of them newfangled VCRs.
TV show recording devices.
Yeah. So I don't know what I was all a fretting about.
Okay.
That's all Twitter.
Well, let's get to some more.
I was being narcissistic.
Narcissistic. I like eggs. Posted for I think the first time.
Yay!
This is Heather. She's the first one to ever say on my podcast, "I like eggs," and she started a movement. She says, in regards to episode 29, I haven't listened yet because I've been busy and my mom keeps saying no. I can't wait till I get my iPod. But I'm sure it's worth waiting for. It always is. As I reread what I've wrote, I can so tell a 15-year-old wrote this.
I can so tell a
15-year-old wrote this. Oh, well.
She's adorable.
She is. Mom, let her what? Let her listen to the episode, Mom. Come on.
Don't be hogging it, Ma.
Jeez, Mom. Okay. Got two others here real quick. This one actually comes from the main website at justanotherfanboy.com. It's set up so you can post comments to each episode on the website itself. If you don't want to come over to the message board if you don't want to.
Come on over.
Yeah, if you don't want to sign up and go through the whole registration process, you can just come here and put your email in and post your comments.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Some dude named Kevin, I'm not sure if it's the same Kevin Quash that's always sending me voicemails, says, Stephen, great job on the podcast. So who's this Norman, Oklahoma guy? I hope I'm not part of the inspiration for that. I don't think so.
No, you've had Norman, Oklahoma knocking around in your head for years.
Yeah. He used to
live in your head and do some very weird things.
Live in my head. Okay, and one last one here before
so how many people out there watched the cartoon lineup on last Saturday morning just to figure out what it was we were talking about last week in regard to 3-2-1 Penguins. I was watching it with the kids, and I wondered,
No, the episode got up late. It didn't go up until Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so I wonder how many people
will listen this weekend.
This Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, to find out.
Kubo.
What is this 3-2-1 Penguins?
NBC.
Kubo is just what they call their lineup from what is here 9 a.m. to noon. We also really, really love Jacob Tutu.
Yeah, and that's a good show.
Well, and Jane of the Dragon is my favorite, too. Yeah. But 3-2-1 Penguin, Kevin.
So here's one last feedback before we actually, because we need to get into the meat of the show here.
Yeah.
We're already 30 minutes into the show.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So this is in reference to episode 25, and this was also over at the main website, and I don't check the comments that often. That's why I'm just now getting around to it. Actually, I think this dude just posted this the other day, but it says, Steven. In reference to episode 25, the first episode you were on. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I know a good divorce lawyer if the need arises. Please keep the mic away from your beloved to spare me another hour of hair pulling and teeth mashing when episode 50 rolls around.
Ouch.
Yours in eternity, Ralph the dog, not the Muppet.
Please don't divorce me.
No.
Please don't divorce me.
I posted a quick little reply that just simply said, boy, you're really going to hate the show once episode 29 starts.
Hello.
Good to have you while we had you.
I'm really sorry that I would annoy anyone. I really do feel badly for people who were regular listeners and then kind of threw me in there with my own, you know, personality.
Joie de vivre.
What it is. Being what it is. You know, so I apologize that I didn't quite meet his standards of entertainment.
Well, it's unfortunate, but we can't please everybody.
That's true. Now I know how Britney Spears feels.
You're not going to shave your head and start whacking buses with an umbrella.
Nobody likes me.
Oh, boy.
Paparazzi will be chasing me in no time, I'm sure.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on to news and information you could have easily gotten for yourself with just a little effort. This week's news and information you could have easily gotten for yourself with just a little effort is brought to you by Jock 2.0, the most technologically advanced male undergarment on the market today. Are boxers too freeing? Do your tighty-whities provide too much support? Do you find that your boys need something just a little more? Well, why not try Jock 2.0, the male undergarment for the 21st century man? Jock 2.0 adjusts to the wearer's body to provide just the right amount of support for you and your boys. Just find the right comfort level on the patented Jock number dial, set the number, and spend the day in perfect support and comfort tailored just for you. Jock 2.0, because adjusting yourself in public is just not cool. Jock 2.0 must never be allowed to get wet or damp. 79.2% of users who perspired while wearing Jock 2.0 noticed a dramatic decrease in sperm count and the complete inability to father a child. Dynamite Entertainment has acquired the rights to produce comics based on the first two films of the Terminator franchise. This agreement will include the T-800, which is the Schwarzenegger Terminator model, and the T-1000, which is the Robert Patrick Terminator model. Sarah and John Connor will be there, as well as more. Plans call for the launch of an initial series entitled Terminator 2 Infinity, which will be followed shortly by a crossover miniseries. Probably won't pick that one up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's an interesting one. United Arab Emirate United Arab Emirate-based Al Ali Group and Marvel Entertainment, Inc. announced today a partnership. Well, not today. I don't know when this is posted. Announced a partnership that will bring Marvel's full library of superheroes to Dubai for a major new theme park destination being developed by AAG.
Hmm.
So we don't have one here. We have the Universal Theme Park in Florida that has a Marvel Island or something on it. I've always wanted to go. Simon would love it. A whole area of a theme park devoted just to Marvel superheroes.
He'd think that's pretty cool.
Okay, according to Variety, Angelina Jolie will play the role of the Fox in Universal's adaptation of Mark Millar and J.G. Jones's Wanted. Another one I have not read, but depending on what station it's going to be on.
Would that be live action or
yes,
animation?
Live action.
Because I just read she's prepared to be a full-time stay-at-home mom now for a while.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Among the announcements coming out of Wizard World LA this weekend was the news that Mark Waid is leaving the Supergirl and the Legion of Superhero title, along with Barry Kitson. Newly signed DC exclusive writer Tony Bedard, who was also recently named as one of the writers behind the upcoming weekly series Countdown, will take over as the writer of Legion for 6 issues, beginning with June's issue number 31. It's another title I don't read. here's one. Dynamite Entertainment today released great news. Again, I don't think that's today. I got to just quit copying and pasting directly. This was posted earlier in the week. Dynamite, let me start that over.
Okay. Good.
Dynamite Entertainment, sometime earlier in the week, released great news concerning the release of The Lone Ranger number 6, which will have additional pages added and be offered at regular cover price. The Lone Ranger number 6 will have 25 full pages of story and art to wrap up the first storyline. The dramatic retelling of the Lone Ranger's origin concludes with The Lone Ranger number 6 from writer Brett Matthews, cover artist and art director John Cassaday, interior artist Sergio Carrillo, and art and colorist Dean White. This is a book I wish I would have jumped on from the beginning. You remember The Lone Ranger?
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mask and Tonto,
yeah,
and Hyo Silver.
No.
I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid. And they've got a comic book out now that has more, it's more mature. You know, makes it more realistic as far as the Old West, you know. You don't
think, but it still takes place in the Old West.
Yeah.
In the modern day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Comics industry superstar Robert Kirkman is going on a 5-city, 72-hour tour to promote the debut of his new comic book series, The Astounding Wolfman. The tour takes place over the weekend of May 5th, Free Comic Book Day. Fans in New York City, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, and the San Francisco Bay Area can meet the writer of Walking Dead, Ultimate X-Men, and Invincible, and get free copies of The Astounding Wolfman. Woo! Another one. This is one I'm trying to get in on the ground floor, but apparently issue number 1 is given out as a free comic book on Free Comic Book Day. And I can't figure out how to get the free comics from Free Comic Book Day from
I know you've been having
my online service.
That.
You know, I was going to just ask, you know, the listeners, if you know how to do this through DCBS, let me know. But I suppose I could just email them. Duh. You
That's know. What that contact us
yeah.
button on most web pages is all about.
You ready for this one? This sounds really exciting.
I guess so.
The House of Ideas is on fire!
On fire!
Between the fallout of Civil War, the death of Captain America, and sizzling hot titles like Dark Tower Gunslinger, that could have been a blooper, Gunslinger Born and Marvel Zombies vs. Army of Darkness, Marvel continues to make must-reads of all of its titles. Apparently, they've got a list here of 12 books that have sold out and have had to go back to second printings. Captain America number 25, no surprise there. Dark Tower, The Gunslinger Born, number 1, which is an awesome book. That's a Stephen King book that they are now adapting from Marvel Comics. Mighty Avengers, number 1. New Avengers, Illuminati, Secret History. Marvel Zombies, Army of Darkness, number 1. Civil War, The Initiative. And Civil War, The Confession, Iron Man number 15, Sensational Spider-Man number 35, and Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man number 17. Oh, and Spider-Man Family number 1. All of these books have sold out and have gone into second printings. You can go to newsarama.com to find out more information about these books, when they're going to be released, and practically any of the stories that I've done so far, because that's pretty much all I do is just go to the web and take the stories. This week on DVD, Batman Beyond Season 3. This is a two-disc series.
Animated?
Yes. Yeah, Simon would like that one. Justice League Unlimited Season 2, two-disc series.
He'd love that, too.
He loves that show. Stan Lee, The Condor. Aragon, which the one with the kid and the blue dragon, which I think Simon would really like as well.
I don't know.
No, we saw a preview for it. He said he wants to see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and if the four-year-old says he wants to see it, he wants to see it. Rocky Balboa. I add that to our Netflix queue.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
Is that the newest one?
Yeah. Hey, if George Foreman can do it, Rocky Balboa can do it. That's where he got the inspiration to do the movie.
Okay.
All right. Seventh Heaven, Season 4, six-disc series.
I love that show.
We need to order that tonight.
Yeah, we have Season 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
It took forever. I'll order 2 and 3. Like,
oh, my
forever.
God. Like, forever.
And we didn't start watching it on TV when it first came out. And when we moved, we didn't get the reception very well. So, I mean, we watched it on TV for maybe a year, one season or so.
It's funny because when Season 3 came out, and I got it for you, and somebody was asking me, I happened to mention it to somebody, yeah, I got to watch Season 3 of 7th Heaven, and they were like, is that God show?
Well, I suppose you could say that.
You could.
God rocks.
Yeah.
Get yourself a dose of the Holy Ghost.
News Radio Season 5, that's a 3-disc set. I love the News Radio.
I didn't care for that one too much.
Here's a couple that you put down because you've just found the titles interesting.
I looked at the new releases you showed me, and nothing really just jumped out at me except American Dining and Entertaining Etiquette. What a great way
to fall asleep.
Well, no, I was just thinking, you know, things are a little bit different these days, maybe. Well, not for everybody. There are still people who are socially involved, but our kids don't even know how to, you know, which side of the plate
a
fork and knife go on anymore.
So, I went to that business trip that my company set me on in Texas, and we were at a fancy schmancy hotel, and the conference had served lunch and dinner. And I remember sitting down for lunch, and it was one of those types of meals that you see on those really extravagant cooking shows where they, you know, they have the dessert and the frosting dripped on it just right across the plate, you know, to form the designs. And I sit down, there's like seven forks on one side of my plate, and I'm like, I look at my buddy and I said, there's like seven freaking forks here. What am I supposed
to
do?
Start from the outside and work your way in. That's what they say.
I like the big fork because it's got longer tines. Can I just use that one for everything?
Heck yeah.
No, and that actually reminds me, if I can just interrupt real quick.
Oh, please.
A story I want to say it was Eric Idle, one of the Pythons, told when John Cleese wrote the idea, the show for Fawlty Towers was based off an actual person that ran a hotel that all the Pythons stayed in, because this guy was so incredibly rude that all the other guys from Monty Python stayed the first night and then went elsewhere. John Cleese stayed behind to study this guy created Fawlty Towers. But there was a story, one of the many things that this guy did that they said was incredibly rude. One of them was Terry Gilliam. He's the only American. Apparently, us Americans eat our steak different than, I guess, folks from Britain.
We
take the knife in our right hand, and we take the fork in our left hand, and we cut a piece of steak. Then we put the knife down, and we put the fork back into our right hand.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, apparently that's not the way to do it. Apparently over there, you're supposed to put the knife in the left hand, fork in the right hand, cut.
And try not to cut your hand off.
And that way, you never have to change cutlery as you're eating. So apparently Terry Gilliam is eating his steak the way Americans do, and this guy gave him crap for it. This guy, that's not the way we eat steak here, mate. You know, and just crazy people. So yeah, he's not alive
anymore. People are just way too uptight.
Yeah.
But the reason this jumped out at me is, you know, just because we're not the type of people who entertain or go to fancy dinners and whatnot. Doesn't mean our children won't be exposed to, you know, like what if. You know,
what if the queen?
Hello?
What if the queen?
Last week it was with the anyways, and this week it's with the, you know. Yeah, what if the queen comes? What if they have an occasion? You know, I don't want them to be embarrassed. That just sounds like, you know, modern day Emily Post sort of thing.
And what's the other one you put down?
Well, it jumped out at me because it's the hunt for the BTK killer. Don't want to see it, but it's of interest because that happened here
that's
in Kansas,
practically our backyard.
Well, it was in Wichita.
Wichita, but.
But it's something I didn't know anything about until it all came to a head, what, 2 years ago,
yeah,
a year
recently.
Ago or so? So that's just part of our state history, sadly.
Yay.
Yeah. You know, so that would be of interest only for that reason.
All right.
I don't know what it's like.
Well, that was your news and information you could have easily gotten for yourself with just a little effort. And now my comic book picks of the week. Okay, so I got two books for you this week. I think what I'm going to start doing is just picking a book from each company. And currently, until the month of May, when Madman comes out, which once a month, I'm going to have mandatory Madman. But until then, I'm going to do one book from each company. So first up from DC, we've got Justice League of America, number 6. This is the final chapter of The Tornado's Path, entitled Iron Man, written by Brad Meltzer, pencils by Ed Benes, inks by Sandra Hope, cover by Michael Turner. That's the cover I have. There's an alternate cover by Adam Hughes. Letterer is Rob Lay, colorist Alex Sinclair, assistant editor Adam Schlagman, and editor Eddie Berganza. So it took 6 whole issues to get the team together, but it was a fun ride. So the Red Tornado, who has always been an android, has taken over. He's in a human body, and we start out with the Red Tornado battling Solomon Grundy, while the rest of the team is off fighting Amazo. And this is one of the best sequences in the entire book, because Amazo, who... If you'll notice, honey, this is what Amazo looks like in the comic books. Looks nothing like the action figure that Simon has. Nothing
He's
like
just clear.
Yeah. But the purpose behind Amazo is he has and has the ability to tap into the powers of every single superhero that's ever been a member of the Justice League.
Ooh, he's like that guy in Heroes.
Yeah, so he is a B.A.
Two guys.
He is a B.A. Baracus.
B.A.
So... I can't say the second word. It's a naughty word. He's a bad.
Oh.
He's a bad arse.
Oh, okay.
So.
Square.
There's really good, these captions, spoken by Red Arrow as the Justice League takes down Amazo. And this is one of the best sequences in a comic book I've read in a long time, because pretty much. The Justice League at this point, they know how to take down Amazo. There's certain things that they know that they have to do. And there's a really good comment in here. They know what happens if Amazo shrinks like the atom and comes at their foreheads with the speed of Wally and the strength of Clark. These past leaguers, they've run this scenario before. War gamed it out. This isn't a street fight. It's a military assault. So they.
Dude, she's all buffed up.
Who's in? Oh, yeah, Wonder Woman.
That's cool.
She's an Amazon.
Well, Linda Carter wasn't.
Well, no.
I don't know that I've ever seen Wonder Woman drawn looking buff. I mean, I've seen her looking svelte.
The art in this is amazing. This is Ed Benes, and he is an amazing artist. But there's just this really great stuff as they just take it by the numbers and take down Amazo. And there's this funny little scene where the first thing they do.
Oh, wow.
Clark goes for the eyes.
She's obviously had her Brazilian recently, though.
Well, yes.
That's a, okay.
I like how Brad Meltzer, when he writes these and he does the caption boxes, these are supposed to be the thoughts of whatever character.
Mm-hmm.
He never has these characters call the other superheroes by their superhero names.
Okay.
You know, like here, Clark goes for his eyes, allowing Bruce and Hal to go low. You know, they all know each other.
Right.
You know, they have secret identities, but not from each other. They're all friends. But there's this great scene here where, you know, allowing Bruce and Hal to go low. You want to take out the Flash? You saw his legs off. So there's this panel. Well, he's an android.
Oh.
There's this panel where you've got the Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, over on one leg, creating a chainsaw to cut through his legs. But then you've got Batman on the other leg with some kind of little laser tool cutting through his legs. And he just looks like, I got to cut his leg off. And this looks all crazy. I just think it's funny. But so they're going through the numbers. They're taking out
who's that?
Amazo. That is the Black Canary.
Aha.
That
another one of Simon's favorites.
Yes. She is going to apparently marry the Green Arrow.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a book I'd like you to get in on.
Okay.
So the whole time, basically, you've got two battles being fought. You've got the Justice League taking on Amazo while Solomon Grundy and Red Tornado fight. And Red Tornado is learning what it's like to be in a human body because now he can feel the pain. He's bleeding.
Mm.
His nose won't start bleeding. The whole time that Red Tornado and Solomon Grundy are fighting, Red Tornado's wife can actually see the battle through some kind of a teleportation window or something. And
keep turning the page.
So the fight comes to a head. I'm going to spoil it for you, but the fight comes to a head when...
Is that her?
Again? Yes, that's his wife.
Who? That's no, Red I was looking for Black Canary again.
Oh, no.
Because if her fishnet stockings don't have a run in them by the time this fight is over, I'm not buying it.
No, they're superhero fishnet stockings.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
But the fight comes to a head when the one leaguer that you would not expect to take out Amazo takes him out, and that's Vixen.
Ew.
She plummets from a very high height. She says,
And see there, she's got to be using double-sided tape. Now,
well,
who
obviously,
would do that?
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of silly. You know, the skin-tight bodysuit I can buy.
Sure, because you got to be
but
able to, it's aerodynamic.
You would think that every 5 seconds through the fight, she'd have to be tucking those things back in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, she plummets from up on high. Despite what people think, the fastest animal on Earth isn't the cheetah. It's the peregrine falcon diving after its prey, and she plunges at him at a speed of 217 miles an hour. And it added, with human mass and an added 9,000 pounds of weight, she then uses the power of the Triceratops to plunge directly through Amazo's body, taking him out. So I'm not going to spoil the rest of the issue for you. I'm not going to spoil the ending. Hopefully you're reading this. If you're not, you should be. Again, Brad Meltzer has to be if I was to rank my favorite writers, he'd be right up there at the top, probably tied with Ed Brubaker. Ed Benes, again, is an artist that I honestly, when I first found out he was going to be on the book, I wasn't too thrilled. I didn't know much about Ed Benes, and I was like, who's this guy? But he's been doing the most phenomenal job on this book, and I am so happy that he's on it. I'm also happy to find out that Brad Meltzer will be on Justice League for at least the first 12 issues. So that makes me happy. Ed Benes sounds like he's going to even still be on after those 12 issues are up. So that's some good news. So that's Justice League of America number 6. Check it out. Good stuff. Next up for Marvel Comics, we have the infamous, the most talked about book of the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Captain America, number 25.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now, I'd like to say I'm going to spoil this for you, but if you don't know yet that Captain America apparently dies in this issue.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Even I know that.
Well, and the funny thing is that I haven't seen one bit of this on the news. Of course, I don't watch a lot of news.
Like on the real news?
Yeah, they've talked about this apparently. Have you
seen CNN?
Yeah, well, have you seen it on anything? Because you watch a lot of those shows. It's been apparently mentioned on the, like Good Morning America or the Today Show or yeah, it's been all over the place. This actually was a very great issue. I knew it was going to be because it's written by the great Brew himself, Ed Brubaker. Let me find the credits here. This is called Death of a Dream, Part 1, written by Ed Brubaker, art by Steve Epting, colors by Frank DiArmada, letterers by Virtual Calligraphy's Jose Carmagna, assistant editors Molly Laser and Aubrey Sitterson, editor is Tom Brevoort, and editor-in-chief Joe Quesada. Yeah, this is a very tacky old spice ad right here at the end.
It's okay, I was just looking to see what it says.
Sure, she's attractive, sultry even, but she is only eating it because it tastes good, and it is hot where she happens to be. Keep it clean. Whatever. So, I'm not going to go into a lot of specifics of this issue, because chances are probably most of my listeners have read this. If you haven't, frankly, this is a great time to jump on to Captain America. And you're probably not going to find any issues if you go out into the comic book stores today and try to look for them. But as I announced in the news, they're reprinting this one in the second printing, so you should be able to find it. Ultimately, this is the aftermath of Civil War. Captain America has surrendered to the government. He's realized that the way he's handling his response against the Superhero Registration Act, which was to just basically take up arms against America, was probably not the best thing that he could have done. He's supposed to be the embodiment of the American people. Okay. He's not just a guy who fights for the government, who follows all the rules of America. He fights for what he feels the country wants. And he's realized that the country wants the Superhero Registration Act. So he's turned himself in. So in this issue, you've got Captain America on the steps of the courthouse, and there is just, you know, all the paparazzi are there, and they're taking him down the steps of the courthouse when Steve Rogers, Captain America, notices a laser sight on the back of a U.S. Marshal that's escorting him out. And in true Captain America fashion, knocks the guy out of the way, saves his life, but in return gets shot in the back. Mm. This is not, however, the shot that kills him. In the commotion, somebody walks directly up to him, sticks a gun in his belly, and shoots him 3 times. Boom, boom, boom. Well, God, I don't want to spoil this for you either. Let me just say it's not who you expected. All right, I'm going to spoil it. Everybody else is. Shield agent. Well, I can't think of her freaking name off the top of my head. The Shield agent that used to be his girl, Sharon Carter, she's the one that kills him. Hmm. But she was, it's the whole, she was mind warped. She was taken over.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so Dr. Faustus, I think his name is, had somehow gotten into her mind, and he's the one that got her to kill him. But it ends with her. She's in the restroom cleaning herself off. She's very upset because, you know, the man that she has loved is dead, apparently. And this is when she discovers that she's the one that actually shot and killed him. So this is the beginning of what is going to be a very good story.
Something's going to be good.
Art by Steve Epting is awesome. If you don't like Steve Epting, you're a fool! Because the art is just amazing. Crossbones shows up in it. Falcon shows up in it. This is a very good, well-written story. Anybody who's upset about the death of Captain America, just read the book, because it is a very well-written story. It's handled very well. I don't think Captain America is going to stay dead for very long, probably a year, and he's going to be back. My thought behind this whole thing is we're hearing people on the news, we're hearing people on the internet saying, you know, with what's going on in Iraq,
yeah,
with the state of the world, is this really the best time to be killing a character like Captain America?
Yeah.
But I think the purpose behind it is this, the Marvel Universe is now at a point where everything's been turned on its head. And by killing off Captain America, people are going to start understanding why they needed Captain America. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And they got to bring him back because they're making a movie.
What's his superpower?
Well,
flicking your bick.
We talked about this last week.
We did. Oh, yes. No.
He's a super soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Back in World War II. Yeah. He's basically, he's fast, he's strong.
But he's not indestructible.
He's not, obviously not indestructible.
So maybe they're going to just make him, we have the technology. Maybe they're going to.
He'll be the $6 million man.
Oh, yeah.
In this day and age, a $6 billion man.
Something like
that. No, I think, I don't know. I think it was all a ruse. I don't think, it may not have even been him. You know, knowing comic books, it could have been a life model decoy, which is
lots
an android.
Lots of theories out there, I'm sure, because I've already got stuff going on in my head, and I don't even read the darn thing.
Yeah,
so, could be this, could be that. I bet it's this. I bet that's truly driving people crazy. And see, for me, if I was reading something like that, and it just ended like that, I would go.
You'd have to wait a whole month to find out.
Yeah.
And you would probably still wouldn't find out in that month.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with comic books like Lost.
Answers.
You know, they're gonna drag it out. Yeah. They're gonna drag
it's
it
really
out for like
for
six
me.
Months probably.
Yeah,
6 months
would be
to a year.
Really, it's one of those things that just has to all come out and then I'll read it when it's done.
And that's why a lot of people do that's called waiting for the trade.
Yeah, that's who I would be.
I can't do that just simply because I am like you to a certain extent that I've got to read the story. So knowing that here's this great story that's coming up and I can get it monthly or I can wait a year.
Yeah. You want to get in on it.
Yeah. I like to read it as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to finish that book, to finish to get to that last page and just go, what in the heck is going on?
You know, the thrill.
Ugh.
It's too much for me.
So those were my comic book picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
Captain America number 25. Captain America is actually a book when I first started getting into comics. My my older brother, Dave, who listens to the show, say hello to Dave.
Me?
Yeah, he listens.
Hello, David.
Get to work.
Come see us sometime.
He was the one that first got into comics. And he was the one that went to my mom and my dad and said, hey, can we get subscriptions to some of these comic books? And my mom and dad said, sure, we'll put up the money if each one of you two, each one of the three of us, me, Michael, and David, my older brother and my younger brother. I'm a middle child.
Middle child.
And a redhead. Oh my God. And fat and freckly. I had a hard life.
Mwah.
But David actually sat down with me and my brother, my little brother, Michael, and showed us the page in a certain comic book he had, said, here's the books that are coming out from Marvel Comics that we can get subscriptions to. What do you guys want to order?
Wow.
I chose G.I. Joe because
G.I. Joe was the
I was in grade school, probably fifth and sixth grade, and I chose Captain America. I would have chosen Spider-Man, but I think Dave already had chosen Spider-Man, and he said, well, I'll let you read my Spider-Man.
There you go.
And he might have talked me into Captain America, because he knew, you know, he knew the titles he wanted to read, and he knew the way he was going to be able to read them was to get me and Michael to also get the books that he wanted to read, because he was only allowed to get two for himself, so.
Yeah.
But I grew up in the 80s reading Captain America, and so having been a reader that's been reading Captain America for decades, this does not disappoint, you know, kind of like the unmasking of Spider-Man back in Civil War. You know, it didn't
kind of keeps me out thinking there are people that I actually know who listen to this. I don't know why. Suddenly I'm very self-conscious.
You're getting the Johnny Fever syndrome from WKRP.
Like I need to go put on some makeup or something.
Johnny Fever first realized how many people are actually listening to him. He froze up on the air.
Well, it's not the amount of people. It's like family.
Who, you know. Yeah.
Hi, David.
My mom doesn't listen to this, though.
Yeah, my mom doesn't either.
Yeah, because they're like us. They have the dial-up, so it takes them too long to download it. But I do provide her with copies once in a while.
Well, that's nice of you.
She doesn't listen to them, no.
Well, either do I.
So, that's my comic book picks of the week. Let me look at my notes here. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Well, we noticed 15 minutes into Boston Legal that the TV wasn't turned on.
Oh, dear Lord.
So, during a little station break that we took.
Somebody turned it off because I started it.
I sometimes it just clicks off.
Yeah.
You know, if the tape isn't, if there's a crinkle in the tape the or gremlins. Something. So the I missed gremlins. The first 15 minutes, but yeah. It's still taping.
So I've been trying to talk my friend Craig into coming over and being on the show once or twice.
Oh, I'd have to clean the house.
No, I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna, but he primarily reads DC and what
See,
are the books?
See, now I'm noticing all the cobwebs in the corners all of a sudden and the inch of dust on the ceiling fan.
It's probably not gonna happen, but I threw the idea out to him to come over and be on the show when 52 ends to talk about 52, but I doubt he's gonna do it. So.
Well, we'll just see about that. Maybe I'll make a pot roast.
I do want to give a big shout out to the Raging Bullets podcast. They're going to be celebrating their 1-year anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Which means that when we're done recording this.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to send something in by now?
I was supposed to send it in by the 18th, but it sounds like they're extending the deadline because they've got such a big show. It's going to have to be done in 3 parts.
Okay, good. So it's
Too late. Their show is like 2.5 hours long anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do it in like 3 parts.
Wow.
So when we're done recording this, we'll record a little happy anniversary.
Yeah, because
I don't care. You're part of the show now.
Right.
So
okay.
So if you want to hear us on another podcast, listen to Raging Bullets, and and Sean and Jim from Raging Bullets will probably join me on this show in May for the release of the first issue of Madman to talk about Madman from Image Comics because I'm a longtime Madman fan.
They're not coming over, are they?
No, okay. No, it'll all be done over the internet. The original idea was since we don't have high speed internet, we can't do Skype, but they were going to do it with them on Skype talking to me over the phone.
Yeah, and that kind of nixes my whole idea of wanting you to do interviews of celebrities who are comic book fans too.
Well, that's why we need to check into the high speed internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Okay. I'll call about that.
Lots more games and stuff. Well, especially since
let me talk about this because this really ruined my day last
week.
He's
pointing his finger at me.
I'm pointing my finger at the mic. You can't see me, but it's very agitated. Because we don't have the high speed internet, normally.
Low rent.
Normally what I do is I record the episode. I save it to a memory key or a flash drive, whatever nomenclature you'd like to use. And then I'll take it to the public library, you know, Wednesday after work. And there's 2 ways you can get onto the internet at the public library in Lawrence, Kansas. First of all, you have to have a library card. You can choose standard internet. Which
everybody can get a library card.
The Fonz can get a library
card. Everybody can have a library card. My kids are 3 and 4 and they have library cards. Yeah. So if you don't have a library card, go get one. It is empowering.
You can choose standard internet. Basically, you go up, you scan your card at this computer and you reserve an internet station. Standard internet, you're allowed to sit there for an hour and you actually sit down at a desk. And then there's express internet, which you only get 15 minutes and you stand up at a desk. Well, standard internet is usually taken by all the kids in the neighborhood coming over and playing games and whatnot on the computers. So I always choose express internet. Never takes more than 5 minutes to upload the show. Last week's show, though, was 1.5 hours long. So I plug in.
My bad.
And I had to reserve the computer twice. Was on there for
That's gonna happen to
half,
me if we don't shut up.
Half an hour.
Sorry.
So.
God, that divorce attorney.
Oh, I know. And now for Comic Book Theater, starring Norman Oklahoma and Gary Indiana. In this segment, Norman and Gary read from The Mighty Avengers, #1.
Do we need Avengers?
Do we need?
You've got all of the registered heroes in the U.S. working for the government now. You have superheroes working in all 50 states.
Almost all. The world needs the Avengers. The best of the best and the brightest. Symbols, icons. It's a time of healing. It's time to tell people we're looking out for them.
Okay, so who would they be, these best and brightest?
That's the thing. In the history of the Avengers, it's always been left to chance. Fate, whatever. Even the last batch of new Avengers were gathered together by fate. Which Rogers was always really into.
Being frozen in a block of ice will do that to you.
Well, it's whimsical nonsense, especially in the new world. Me and you, for the first time in Avengers history, we get to pick.
Well, I guess we can wrap our segment up here and move on to Norman's segment. Part, I think it's 4 of the Thrilling Adventures of Norman, Oklahoma.
Thrilling indeed.
So.
And the best of luck to anybody out there who might have a pet that's been affected by the pet food recall. That is really sad. Beloved pets are dying, you know, or getting very, very sick. So, we have a very old cat, but she only eats.
This is obviously
dry food,
something, though, that it's unfortunate about it is that it's obviously had to have happened over a long period of time. I don't think it's just that they eat a can of dog food and then a week later. I mean, I think they'd have to be eating this. So it's something I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot of the news articles on it.
Yeah, I hadn't.
I have to assume that this has been happening over a long,
eating the same thing
every day for years and years and years. It's like their kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
That'd be a really tough thing to watch your little friends go through. So.
Yeah, I know Abby's going to have a hard time when our cat dies.
Her
cat dies.
Yeah, she's old. She's like 14. I think we've talked about her before.
Yeah. So,
but
that's
anywho,
a real downer.
Best of luck to anybody who has a pet, you know, sue. Do what you got to do, you know?
Get paid.
They're your family members. So, whatever you got to do.
All right.
Anywho,
so,
sorry, I didn't mean to be a downer.
And now,
that's been on my mind, you know?
Yeah. And now the thrilling adventures of Norman, Oklahoma.
Surrounded by strange creatures. I couldn't see them well in the firelight, but I could make out their shapes. They walked upright, but with a bent, hunched-back look. There were 6 of them, and they circled the camp at the edge of the fire. My hands slowly found their way to my guns, and I eased them from their holsters, thumbing back the hammers as they came clear of the leather. The creatures heard the faint click as I cocked my guns, and must have decided that their reconnaissance of my camp was complete. With a blood-curdling cry, which seemed to erupt from all 6 throats at once, they charged. I didn't have time to make out more than shapes as I fired shot after shot at the 6 bodies that lunged for me. 3 went down with no trouble. The other 3 retreated with superficial wounds. I stood in the light of the fire, wrapped in silence. I didn't see any sign of the 3 that escaped, so I reloaded my guns quickly. The night clouded around me as the fire slowly died. My mind was alert as I scanned the surrounding darkness. A high-pitched whistle sounded through the night, and I saw something moving towards me slowly, almost cautiously. I started to smell smoke, cigarette smoke, and then he walked into the clearing. He walked in calmly, smoking his cigarette and smiling. He was a tall man, about 7 feet with bulging muscles. He wore a lime-green 3-piece polyester suit covered by a long vest of chainmail which hung to his knees, and shiny white platform shoes. He was clean-shaven. As a matter of fact, his head was completely hairless, but it was his eyes that put me at ease. His eyes spoke of wisdom and compassion. He just stood there and took a drag off his cigarette. He exhaled the smoke in one long stream, flicking the ashes to the ground as he spoke.
"Nice evening,"
he said matter-of-factly, ignoring the twin cannons I had pointing in his direction. "That it is, friend," I said, my eyes never leaving his. "Can I help you with something?"
"I was about to ask you the same thing, Mr. Oklahoma."
His smile grew bigger, reaching from ear to ear. "How do you know my name?"
"Why, I was sent to you. Sent by a friend of ours."
"Sent? Sent by who?" He laughed and threw a cigarette to the forest floor and ground it out with his boot.
"Why, I was sent by our little buddy, Haley Joe Osment, the seer. He said you needed some help."
He coughed once and pulled a pack of cigarettes out of his pocket, offered me one. I looked at him warily, easing the hammer of the .44 in my right hand back into place before holstering it and taking a cigarette. "What's your name, friend?" He looked away for a moment as he lit a cigarette.
Some folks call me Chapman, and I'm here to help you, Norman, Oklahoma, to help you kill Roger, the king's advisor.
Kill Roger, I stated. I don't even know this guy. Why do we have to kill him?
Because he is evil.
He smiled.
Plain and simple.
Evil? He's so evil he has to die? I was baffled. It's like that?
Yep, it's like that.
He had a look in his eyes that I've seen before. It was the look of retaliation.
I know this Roger, you see. He is evil, believe me on that one. The devil himself looks at old Roger and says, God dang, you are one evil guy.
Listen, I just have a problem killing someone I don't know is all.
Well, pal, you're just gonna have to trust me on this one. Once we get to him, you will understand.
If you say so, I yawned. I'll take the first watch. You get some shut-eye. Chapman settled down to sleep, and I leaned back against the old tree, resting my hands on the butts of my guns as I watched the night, my mind turning cartwheels. This was already starting to be more than I bargained for. I just wanted to help my cousin, not kill a man. I never enjoyed killing. I've had to do it on more than one occasion, and I'm not happy about it. Killing a man changes something inside you. When you kill someone, you're killing a part of yourself. You become cold, aloof, brooding. Worse, you could come to enjoy killing. You could even get to the point where you need to kill. I once read a book where a man said something to the point of when you enjoy using your weapon, that it's time to put it down. I like my guns, but I don't enjoy using them to kill. Once I do, then it's time to put them away and return to a normal life. I've always wanted to be an accountant.
Norman?
Chapman spoke, interrupting my thoughts.
Let me ask you a question.
He sat there. I thought he was asleep this whole time, but apparently he wasn't. Okay, shoot.
Do you have any idea where you are?
Well, I'm on my way to the Capitol to...
I know where you're going. That's not the question I asked.
Well, I gave him my biggest smile. You know, I actually ain't got no idea where I am right at this very moment in time.
I figured as such. It seems that Roger created a little spell that puts holes in your memory when you came into the land. You're our only hope, Norman, Oklahoma. And that's pretty sad because, well, it seems you can't remember crap.
I can remember crap, I said sheepishly. Just not important crap.
Well, friend, you happen to be smack dab in the middle of the hunting ground of the killer insomniac koala bears.
And that's bad?
Well, yeah, that's bad. What the heck do you think just attacked you?
I couldn't think straight. The killer insomniac koala bears?
Of course it was the killer insomniac koala bears. And you know, if it wasn't for me and this whistle...
He held up a whistle carved from ivory.
You would have died.
He could see I was even more confused.
You see, these koala bears are insomniacs.
Yeah?
Which means they can't sleep.
Yes, I see.
Which just happens to make them pretty darn angry.
Okay, I can understand that. What does that have to do with the whistle?
I don't know. Just scares the crap out of them for some reason.
Look, I'm not going to pretend that I know what's going on around here, but I...
Settle down, Norman, Oklahoma. I just wanted you to know that your life is now in my hands. You owe me one. Now, why don't you get some sleep? You look like you need it. I'll take the first watch.
He gave me one of his big, calming smiles.
Sleep, Norman, Oklahoma. Sleep and dream.
I checked the rearview mirror once more to make sure my tie was straight. I couldn't go into work with my tie out of place. What would Mr. Klein think? I sat in the McDonald's drive-thru waiting for my sausage and egg biscuit, listening to my favorite Top 40 light hits radio station as I fiddled with my tie. My new cell phone rang and I jumped, my heart racing as I picked it up and pressed talk. Hello? I answered, fighting to mask my embarrassment of being startled by the phone.
Oklahoma?
It was my boss. Yes, Mr. Klein.
Oklahoma, I need you to stop by the office supply store on your way into work.
His voice was loud and demanding as always. Yes, sir, what can I get for you? My voice was quiet and subservient, as always.
Staples, Oklahoma, I need Staples.
Staples? Yes, sir, I'm on it. I couldn't believe it. Mr. Klein needed me to get Staples. Me! He usually has someone else go to the office supply store for him. This was a great honor. My biscuits arrived and I motored away, my fingers drumming on the steering wheel in nervous anticipation. It took only 20 minutes to get there, and I rushed through the automatic sliding glass doors. I made my way to the stapler aisle and froze. There were so many brands and sizes. I didn't know what to do. I thought about calling Mr. Klein, but if he suspected that I didn't have the stapler knowledge that he demands from an employee, then I might find myself on the unemployment line. I filled my cart with 5 boxes of each brand and size and found my way to the checkout line. Then my phone rang.
Oklahoma, something's coming. Get your guns.
The voice on the phone said, What? Who's this?
Dang it, Oklahoma. Get your butt up. We're in danger, for Pete's sake.
Who's Pete? I began to get very confused. Then I woke up. I was lying on the ground next to the fire, which had since become a pile of glowing ash. Chapman was crouched over me, shaking me with wild abandon.
Wake up!
He was whispering, but there was an urgency in his voice. What's happening? I asked, rubbing the sleep from my eyes.
Get up. We need your guns.
Chapman looked me square in the eyes and smiled eagerly.
We're about to die. Will Norman, Oklahoma, and Chapman die? Has everyone registered to vote? Just where is the beef? Find out in the next mind-boggling installment of the thrilling adventures of Norman, Oklahoma.
And thank you, Norman, for another very odd installment of the Thrilling Adventures of Norman, Oklahoma.
Quirky.
I think if I didn't know better, I think Norman has been breaking into my Percocet.
Your Percocet. That's just a fun word to say.
Percocet makes you perky. Percocet, yeah. Percocet.
Be careful.
Highly addictive.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
I'm going to go take one.
I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Okay, so as I said earlier, return of the bloopers. You ready for the bloopers?
Oh, yeah, let's hear some.
All righty.
Let's hear you bloop.
Comic Book Theater, starring Norum Nurum. In this segment, Norman and Gary read to from...
My mind was alert. I had to do it on more than one occasion. Look, I'm not going to pretend that I know what's going on. Chapman was crouching over me.
Those were fun.
That was funny. Yay, for the return of the bloopies.
It's when me and the boys get together the night before. So.
Yeah, very good.
That brings another episode to a close.
Another long one, I fear.
Let's, that's probably just going to end up, that's
well,
just going
to
happen.
We'll work on that. Because people are used to listening to their favorite shows. You know, they download them and everything. It's like, okay, well, I've got a 20-minute drive to work. So I listen to this one at this time. And of course, Just Another Fanboy is about 35, 40 minutes long. And I listen to that while I'm making dinner, you know, whatever. And so suddenly we're throwing people's lives completely out of whack. So we'll work on that.
Yeah, you're making it longer.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So let's talk about the ways you can spread the Just Another Fanboy love.
Yeah.
First of all, you can send me an email at justanotherfanboy@gmail.com.
Please do.
Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you think of Karen.
Oh.
Our newest
don't
addition.
Don't make me cry.
Just don't make her cry.
But don't lie.
I do have vacation time built up. We still have some money left from the tax return. I will come to your house.
Oh.
And I will shake my finger at you.
Because you
angrily.
Love me.
You can also, if you I want to be you. Notified when new episodes are up, you can also send an email to justanotherfanboy@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, just another fan of the show, and request to be put on our mailing list. Thus far, we have nearly almost none.
Oh.
Nobody's on the mailing list. You can also go to our page at comicspace.com. It's at comicspace.com/just_another_fanboy and become one of my friends. There's really nothing I do over at that site. It's kind of like MySpace for comics. Oh. And I don't understand the whole purpose of it, but generally I use it to send out bulletins to everybody that's on my friends list to let them know when an episode's up. But you can do that.
Alrighty.
You can go to iTunes and give me a review.
Yeah.
I check that once a week. You can vote for the show at Podcast Alley. We're not up at dig.com yet, but we may get up there and you can come dig the show. I don't know what that's all about, but all the other podcasters talk about
it. Well, if all the other guys are doing it.
Yeah, if all the other guys are doing it, I got to do it. And hey, you know, if you've got any ideas to help me promote the show, email me, justanotherfanboy@gmail.com, and give me some ideas. One of them that I'm mulling around in my mind is just kind of a blatant ripoff from the Around Comics, where I will have a flyer that anyone can download and print out and take to their local comic book store and see if they can get it hung up. And that, you know,
that's kind of desperate.
I'm actually planning
that's
a contest.
Sexy.
I'm planning a contest.
Please love me. Please listen to me.
I'm just going to officially
define
announce
me.
I'm going to officially announce the contest right now.
What contest?
The design, the Just Another Fanboy flyer contest.
Oh, that'd be good. Cause a lot of people are really good at stuff like that.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, design.
I mean, I'm not saying yeah, like I well, know. I'm just saying either am I.
Design.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Design a flyer. Okay. Something that I can hang up at local comic book stores. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And stick them in the bags when people buy comic
exactly,
books.
Exactly. You want to go over the top and print out a bunch of them. But we can talk about that more later when the flyer is created. Cause I've got a couple ideas. One is like Around Comics where you'll print it out, take it to your local comic book store. If they agree to hang it up on their wall,
give them a shout out.
I'll give them a shout out on the show.
Cool.
You know, a little free advertising for the store. If you want to go above and beyond, I can print out, you know, a number of copies. If you can try to talk your local comic book shop into actually putting a flyer in each bag of an order when somebody comes in and orders books, you know, maybe we can go above and beyond. But here's the idea of the contest.
I'm getting sick.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Here's the idea of the contest. You design a flyer for Just Another Fanboy. I'm pretty open to whatever you want to put on it.
Rated G,
correct. Providing that it has the title Just Another Fanboy, that it states that it is a comic book podcast.
Yeah.
And it has the website www.justanotherfanboy.com.
That'd be cool to see what people can come up with.
Yeah, and the winner.
That's not a bad idea.
The winner will be sent.
Probably won't get any.
Yeah, probably. The winner is going to be.
That's a good idea.
The winner will be sent a book, a trade. I've got quite a few to choose from, actually, and wow. The winner will be able to choose what book they want. Let me think. I've got the first
You're
Ultimates.
You're making it longer.
The first two volumes to the Ultimates. That's the first Ultimates book, but it's separated into two volumes. Ultimates 1, Volume 1 and 2. You can take that one. I've got The Dark Knight Strikes Again. I've got a couple.
Don't you have a lot?
I do, but not many that I'm willing to part with.
Oh, well, got to make it work
so,
this time.
I'll go into more detail maybe next week once I have a list of books in front of me that I can, you know, announce as far as what you get to choose from as a winner. But for now, just design me a flyer. Send it to justanotherfanboy.com. I'll choose my favorite. Let's come up with a deadline. How long should we give them to design a flyer?
I don't know, like
two months.
I don't know.
What's
sorry, you're catching me totally off guard here.
What's the date today?
I don't know. 20th maybe?
Today's the 20th, so the show will be out probably on the 22nd. So we'll say
about like tax day. That's less than a month though. So
April 20th.
That'll work.
Is your deadline
That's fine.
To get it in. Okay.
And remember, if you know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who is a celebrity who is a big comic book fan, even though we don't have the whole high speed thing going on yet, have somebody's people call the voicemail or send an email with just information, not how to, like, you know, their personal cell phone or anything, but I don't think we would even know where to begin looking at people's agents or publicists and stuff like that. Managers.
Yeah,
but so I suppose that's who we'd need to go through. So if somebody famous or their people would call in or say, this is how you can get a hold of us when you, yes, my client would be interested.
Or even if you don't know anybody, but you know
how to contact,
how to do
people.
It, how to school me on that. Let me know. You know who I'd
That'd
really like to interview, though they don't have anything to do with comic books at all?
Oh, who?
Michael Palin.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care.
Okay.
I just want to talk to Michael Palin.
Well, I have his stuff.
Do you?
Yeah. I got that off of his travel website.
Oh, cool.
So that I could write and ask for an autographed picture to put in our daughter Palin's baby book.
Did you really?
Yeah. I've got it written down somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah. Palin's something, something.
Okay, so before we close the show out, remember that we do have a voice line you can call in.
We love it's, those.
It's 1-877-309-8367, extension 212.
Sorry. Say it again, extension.
Extension 212. If you just want to send in, a 30-second little blurb about the show, if you just want to say, I love eggs, if you want to actually take the time to sit down and review a book, if you are set up, as I am with a mic to record on your computer and you don't want to call into the voice line, but want to put together a little review of your own and send it to the show at justanotherfanboy@gmail.com. I'm more than willing to put stuff like that on the show. I want to kind of
think pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Whatever's on your mind,
as
whatever
as
on the top of your head.
As long as it's clean.
G-rated.
Yeah. Cause this is a show.
I like all kinds of stuff.
This is a show for adults, but also for the kids.
I
like
the
fact that there are,
younger
parents out there that listen to this with their kids.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes me feel
they're
warm
now
inside.
Saying, Daddy, who's that annoying lady?
No.
And she scares me.
No.
But you can call me Flower if you want to. Okay. Again, one too many Frappuccinos.
Okay. So let's wrap up the show.
Wrap it up.
I'm Steven.
Like a present.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Karen.
And I'm just another fanboy.
And I'm working on it.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.